Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And joining us now on the line is PGA Tour pro and Orlando resident and fellow University of Florida alum, Chris DeMarco. Chris, good morning to you. Thank you for spending a couple minutes with us this morning.
No problem. Go Gators.
Yes, sir. Huge win a couple weeks back, 51-21 over LSU. We did slip up against Ole Miss, but I think here on out, pretty much the toughest sledding left is, of course, largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville against Georgia. How close have you been following the Gators this year?
Extremely close. I'm actually looking very forward to that game. It doesn't get much easier with Vanderbilt and South Carolina the following 2 weeks, so we have a big stretch of football coming up.
Yeah, Vanderbilt was looking like juggernauts there, and now, unfortunately for them, they've lost two in a row. I think that'll be a tough game as well. You make a great point there. And then, of course, South Carolina. Every year since Spurrier's been up there in South Carolina, it seems like they give us a tough test each and every weekend.
Without a doubt, and I'm kind of mixed feelings there. Obviously, I'm always a Gator at heart, but my my oldest brother, Mitch, who's a Gator, who graduated in 81 from University of Florida, his son plays fullback for South Carolina and for Coach Spurrier, and I've become pretty friendly with Coach Spurrier, and second favorite team in the nation is obviously South Carolina for me, but I'm always rooting for my nephew to do well, but I'm always rooting for the Gators to win by just a few points.
So you're hoping for a Gator win, but, you know, 150 rushing yards for the nephew there, so
yeah,
I understand that.
That'd be perfect, yeah.
I hear that. PGA Tour pro Chris DeMarco joining me here on the line. Of course, Chris is an Orlando resident and fellow University of Florida alum. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Now, as for the Gator golfers on tour, Chris, yourself, Mark Calcavecchia, Dudley Hart, Camillo, Chris Couch, Brian Gay, is that a close-knit group?
It is, you know, especially this time of year, because everybody likes it when we lose. So when we lose, we only have each other to kind of, you know, bounce all the bad remarks off of, for sure. And you know, when we win, you know, I'm pretty much the vocal one, but most guys now that are out on the range are into college football a lot, and the last thing you want to do is kind of dig into them, because you're only going to get it back. So I don't say much anymore. If people ask me about the Gators or they start putting the Gators down, I'll obviously defend them, but I'm not as vocal as I used to be. When we do lose, thankfully, I don't hear as much as I used to hear. So hopefully that won't happen the rest of the year and I won't have to worry about it.
Well, I want to ask you, because it sounds like maybe in the past you might have gotten some ribbing from, like, David Toms, the LSU guy, or J.B. Holmes, Kentucky. I mean, is there a lot of back and forth between the SEC golfers?
Well, I think David Toms is probably about as passionate about his LSU Tigers as I am. So out of respect for each other, we don't, you know, I tell him afterwards, hey, we just played a better game, but it's never any ribbing for sure. You know, we don't even put a $20 bet on it because we know how much it hurts. We almost feel like we should bet on the other team. That way, if we lose, at least maybe we can get some money out of it. But he is very passionate about his LSU Tigers. There's a few guys like that. Jeff Sluman was very passionate about his Seminoles. You know, but college football is nothing better. So it's Saturdays on the range is always a good thing. Sunday mornings sometimes are not so good, but for the most part for the Gators, it's been pretty good to be a Gator the last 4 or 5 years.
PGA Tour pro Chris DeMarco, an Orlando resident and Florida alum, joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Now, last Saturday in Vegas, Chris, you shot a 63, lowest round of the year. Positive sign for you where your game's at right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had surgery about this time last year, and I didn't realize how long it would take to get better, where I could just be 100%. I think I played 80-85% all year, and my game showed signs of it. And I finally feel healthy. I finally feel like my shoulder's good. I finally feel like I can make a full shoulder turn. And because of that, everything's kind of coming back. My confidence is coming back. I'm starting to make more putts. Starting to put myself in position to have a chance to win tournaments. You know, first top 10 of the year. So, you know, a lot of positives came out of last week. I didn't finish the way I wanted to finish with the 73, but I played a lot of good golf the last 2 weeks, you know, 19th and a 10th this week. So I'm seeing major signs of improvement, and the confidence is slowly but surely coming back.
In regards to the rest of your season, a few more fall series events, silly season. I know you and Camillo win something last year? I saw you were wearing Tebow jerseys.
Actually, we finished third at the Shark Shootout last year, and that was the night before Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy. So we went out and got two number 15 jerseys, and we walked up number 18. We both slipped them on, and Camilo did a little down and in, and I tossed the golf ball to him and scored. It was a fun moment, and you know, obviously it wasn't the greatest year for Gators, winning, you know, going 9-4, but with Tim Tebow winning the Heisman, made it for a pretty good year.
Absolutely. Now there's that triumvirate, that trifecta of Gator Heisman winners: Spurrier, Werfel, and Tebow. And of course, I know both of us are hoping that Timmy can get it done back to back this year. Although, you know, Chase Daniels looking pretty good for Missouri. A couple other players are looking good as well. Last question for you, Chris. We've heard a lot about Tiger Woods and his knee injury, and I think most everyone is worried about the Masters next year in April. Okay, is he going to be able to get back in time for the Masters? But I know you're one of his teammates there, Team Isleworth. Tavistock had a huge win last year. I know J.B. Holmes was the biggest part of that win, but Tiger, of course, was on the squad as well. Are you hoping that Tiger can get back in time to play Tavistock?
I'm not hoping, because I'm on the opposite team. I'm on Lake Nona's team. So I'm hoping that Tiger takes that week off. That'd be a great week for him to take off, to tell you the truth. He's an unbelievable competitor. He'll come back flying colors. He'll do what he needs to do. I don't know if he'll jeopardize the Masters to play in that tournament, but he's got a schedule, and I'm sure that he'll be right on par with the schedule.
I'm not sure why I thought you were an Isleworth guy. And how could I mistake you were a Lake Nona guy? Because, you know, your team color is blue. I mean, that's Gator blue.
That's right. It's hard for me to wear red at any point. So I'm definitely a blue guy. Blue and orange, one of the two is usually a good color for me.
Exactly. Well, we'll be cheering you on the rest of the year, of course, as a fellow Gator alum, looking for that Gator head cover to be high on the leaderboard the rest of the fall series, as well as the silly season. And then, of course, hoping that your 2009 season, now that you're back healthy, will be just as good as years past. Chris DeMarco, he's a PGA Tour pro and Orlando resident and a University of Florida alum, so of course that makes him a great guy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. Good luck and best wishes to you.
You got it. Thanks a lot for having me.
Great stuff there from Chris DeMarco.